there's going to be some people that have seen and heard me speak, depending on what side of the fence they're on, that's going to say that I'm just against progress. And it's the truth is, I'm not against progress at all. I'm against irresponsible and non-necessary progress that, you know, no matter what form it comes in, that takes advantage of the people in the area. And for me, that's just absolutely unacceptable. And I'm going to do everything in my power to stand up against it.
Ben Bullard with Protecting Rural Oklahoma, known as PRO, appeared before the Nowata County Commissioners on Monday morning to present the issues with American Electric Power's transmission line project that will go through Nowata County. The project is a proposed 345,000-volt line that will run through Nowata, Washington, Craig, and Ottawa counties. Bullard explains how the power is distributed.
So you have a point, just this G in this box is a generation point. It'll hit from that generation, it'll hit a substation, and it'll boost it up to, this line is say 161,000 volts. It comes down to a substation where it transforms it down to 69,000 volts. And with that 69,000 volts, it can take it to various substations or various towns and distribute the power.
Bullard also said that the property owners that will be affected by the potential installation of the line will not have their power enhanced.
The ability there to connect is just, like I said, they're going to try and connect at their Delaware substation. I'm going to give them just a bump of grace and say that they might be able to enhance the power at maybe the Bartlesville area a little bit, but any verbiage that they're giving saying that it's going to enhance the power in the general facility, especially the people that they're talking about crossing, is just not true.
In front of many concerned citizens who own property in the county that will be affected by the project, District 2 Commissioner Brandon Wesson said Bullard's presentation is the start of the opposition towards the project while also addressing his limits as county commissioner.
Well, this is the start of it right here.
Right.
Bringing him in. He's done a good job of presentation here, mm-hmm. informing people. Now it comes back to the citizens. I'm doing their part before it does the commissioner. Now, if everybody out there goes and signs the lease, like he said, there's not much fight there.
PRO will hold a discussion in Welch on March 17th at the Welch Civic Center at 6 p.m. to discuss issues with the transmission line. Bullard talks about the meeting and calls for unity.
So the event on the 17th is our public meeting, the PRO, or Protect Rural Oklahoma's public meeting, to inform the people not only what we're actively doing to help push back this 345 line project from AEP, and then also what they can do as individuals, and like I say, how they can join the effort, and like I say, just to get the public to know that there is a strength in numbers, to let them know that we are an organization, that we are, like I say, trying to come together and figure out what we can do.
The meeting is open to the public. From the Nowata County Annex Meeting Room, I'm Brian McSweeney, Bartlesville Radio News.